My room became a place of statistical analyses, charts, tables, and taped together maps with piles of research papers arranged by subjects stacked along the walls. So many parts, so many interconnecting parts. But as the results kept coming in and the data accumulating, a rather strange hypothesis began to emerge. The facts were there, and they were significant. The Zumwalt Prairie had one of the densest concentrations of buteos in all of North America. All three western species of buteo, from the redtail to the ferruginous and Swainson's, occurred in good numbers and appeared to be thriving. 76% of the nesting pairs had laid eggs, and of those, 73% were successful. These were encouraging figures. As an added benefit, the mosaic of range sites, each with its different characteristics as a result of climate, soils, and geomorphology, allowed for a diversity of nesting sites pleasing to the tastes of hawks, as well as owls, falcons, and eagles. The birds could partition themselves as they wished, and thus reduce competition between them. In general, the rangeland was in good condition, which benefited the ground squirrels and hawks, as well as the cows and elk. All told, what was happening here was positive and advantageous to wildlife, and what's more, it seemed to be in balance. Ranchers, squirrels, cows, grass, trees, water, hawks, in balance.